a crystal ball, what do you see Jay Cutler doing on Sunday night?
Taking a knee. There taking a knee, hopefully win the game. I mean, that's the only thing I expect from him. And like I said earlier, all things we can't do for Jay Cutler is two things like we did for Jake Plummer. Give him support and give him a short field to work that ball. That's all we can do, and that's what we plan on doing.
Going into a game, do you visualize how it's going to go in your head beforehand?
You visualize yourself individually as far as what you're going to do, as far as the plays you're going to make and things like that. But, you know, that's about it, really. I mean, I picture us going out there and playing a lot better than we did these past couple of weeks. And that's what I'm looking forward to, so is everybody else.
Kennard, when you go into a rookie and go against a rookie quarterback, when you've done that, do you do anything differently yourself, knowing that this guy hasn't been out there?
No, you don't. I mean, because I've been through the situation before where you threw young guys in there and the wig can backfire on you. You try to throw the whole kitchen sink at him, he might look at you like you're a plumb fool and hit all the right checks and all the hot reads. He's like, dang, why'd I do that? So, yeah, come with son of just kind of pick your poison. But, you know, with Jake, everybody got to face, excuse me, Jay. There's a lot of Jays in there. With Jay, we got faith in him, and we know he's very intelligent. He went to Vanderbilt, right? So he scored at least a 1,200 to get in there. I know that already. So we're looking forward to him to do well and everything like that. We can't worry about what the offense do. If we do that, then we're going to regress and like we did last week and not play to the best of our ability. So we look forward to go out there and have fun and let Jay do his job.
What kind of memories do you have from your rookie game?
You were a rookie. Take me back when you were a rookie. What were you feeling? What were you going through?
I mean,
what's the feeling?
Oh, man. First feeling as a rookie, get that first play out the way. And then the main thing is I looked at every individual as an equal, or I'm better than him. They put their pants on just like me, so that shouldn't make them no better. And that way you don't have no doubt in your mind. You go in there with the utmost ability that you know you can beat them and go from there. So most likely Jay, knowing him, how confident he is, and he is here, had no doubt in his mind. He know you're going to do a good job.
What would you tell him then?
Go out there and have fun. That's it. You out there have fun, you're doing two things. You're winning and you're doing your job. When you're not having fun, that's when you're getting your butt beat and the coach cussing you out. So you go out there, tell him to have fun and go from there.
What do you see in him that tells you how good he could be?
See, but they go all the way back to potential. You know, potential don't mean nothing, you don't do nothing with it. I mean, potentially he can be good, but he hasn't played a game yet. You don't wish bad on nobody, but he hasn't played a live bullets game yet. So I know Coach Shanahan gonna make him fully prepared and in order for him to go out there. So, you know, it's one thing he gotta be comfortable. Don't worry about the element around him, worry about him and Nalen and his job, and he should be fine.
Well, Damian Tomlinson, Larry Johnson, and now Sean Alexander.
Good running backs. I mean, it's great ones. I remember a span where I did face like Jerome Bettis, then you face Jamal Lewis, then you face Rudy Johnson. You're going to face good backs throughout this. The main thing is you have to do your job and be consistent. Because every team in this league is a copycat league. Whatever team seen week before, that's what they're going to do the following week. That's just how it is. So we got to tone up on what we did bad and get better on it. And the main thing I keep harping on, which is the truth, is tackling. We got to get better at tackling. We do better at that. I think Larry plays with another five, so.
Has it been them, these great running backs, or have you guys also not
been
doing what you should do?
You got to do both. I mean, you know, they back there run the ball for a reason. And plus, also on our part, I mean, they might make a move, but it's on us to be disciplined enough not to fall for that move to make the tackle. So, you know, both is even. Both of them great backs, but we still got to do our job. That's what we get paid to do.
Two straight losses, San Diego in a week. I mean, a must game. I mean,
I say about must games. Every game is a win game to me. So, I mean, this one is real pivotal because you want to get behind the eight ball. But this one, try to go out there and play hard and just do your job. And don't think about the week ahead or the week behind. We got to think now, which is Seattle, Matt Hasselbeck, Sean Alexander, and the offensive line and their team try to make things happen.
What makes Alexander so good?
Oh, man, he's elusive. He's like a semi-complete back. Catch the ball, he can run the ball, hit in the hole, he'll bounce it out, and got quickness. I mean, that's what makes him real good. He had a lot of stuff that make a great back.
Who would you start a team with, LT, LJ, or Sean Alexander?
Who I start a team with? Mm-hmm. Tatum Bell, my own running back.
Oh, come on, you.
No, I'm on the Broncos. I ain't picking none of them. I'm picking Tatum Bell.
I'll turn the camera off.
Okay.
You think, since Hasselbeck and Alexander are just back, even though they've played, do you think there's an opportunity for you guys to take advantage of maybe them not being quite 100%?
I wouldn't say that. The reason why I didn't, Trent Green just come back last week, and he played pretty darn good. So you kind of look at that, but they're professionals. And he been practicing all this time. He's been hurting, too. So with Sean, so this is going to be, I think, their first full game back as they got warmed up. So, you know, we expect a lot of stuff from
him. Did you watch him Monday night?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of how they did out there?
They didn't none look hurt to me. Now, all of them look completely healthy, and we got our hands full. We got to do our job. If not, he's going to be bumping his head on the goalpost. We got to tackle him and stay in our gaps.
Everyone looking at the quarterback situation, fixing that will fix what ails this team, but you're on a different side of the ball.
Yeah.
Have you guys looked at yourself as a defense and wonder why you're not stopping the run quite as well as you were?
Yeah, it's basically technical. Being in our gaps, being sound, and attacking. That's what we're all referring back to. Beginning the season, we were doing that. Now we're not doing it as consistent. Yeah, be more consistent in doing it. That's what great teams are. Good people do it every once in a while. Great people do it all the time. So we have to do it all the time in order to be great.
Do you think this locker room has confidence they can make a run at the playoffs with Cutler quarterback?
Yeah. Yeah, we all do. If not, I mean, they're on the wrong ship. I mean, wouldn't you think so? I mean, everybody here got faith in him. I mean, we have to. He's our teammate. He's going to lead us. So you can't go in there and think that he can't do it. We all got faith that he's going to take care of the job.
Thanks,
Connor.
Hot this weather on Sunday?
Huh? Man, I'm used to this. There ain't nothing. I played in minus 10 in the middle of a blizzard.
Where at?
Cleveland, against San Diego when they won the championship. But, hey, it don't matter to me. Rain like the postman, rain, sleet, or snow. You got to be out there for work, right?
Yep.
Do you think it would help the practice in this, or are you guys better off in a climate-controlled environment?
It don't matter to me.
Yeah.
It don't matter. I mean, I'm enjoying this. I'm having fun. If we're going to play in the element, practicing it, you know. They do make sense, right? So it don't matter to me at all. Whatever Coach Shanahan say, do. I just go from there.